Inda Club, the hit single from the rapper 50 Cent, but not his version that made it to the top of Billboard's Hot 100 chart. No, this is 50 Cent, the ringtone mix for your cell phone. And tonight, it may win Billboard's first ever Ringtone of the Year award, if it beats out 50 Cent's other entry, Pimp. The Los Angeles Times reports that people spend between $1 and $3 to download distinctive or fun ringtones for their cell phones. Parenthetically, I'll say that the industry is so clever, they've figured out a way to confuse these signals so that you actually have to pay for these downloads rather than steal them the way people do most music these days. Anyway, this is done so often that the gross reaches $3 billion a year for ringtones worldwide. Hey, here's another very popular nominee for tonight, Outkast's Hey Ya. These are all American artists, although the ringtone phenom is still bigger in Western Europe and Asia than it is here. Sales in the U.S. this year, a paltry $300 million. Nonetheless, Billboard magazine debuted a hot ringtones chart last month and created the ringtone category for tonight's 15th annual Billboard Music Awards. We like this particular award, the magazine says, and it's going to be here for years. Wait, one more entry? Jay-Z and Dirt Off Your Shoulder, the ringtone version. The 15th annual Billboard Music Awards are presented tonight at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. You can watch them on Fox TV. Day to Day is produced this week by Catherine Fox. The senior editor is John Buckley. The senior producer, Steve Proffitt. The production staff includes Chip Grabo, Christopher Johnson, Jennifer Giles, Nova Sappho, Ben Bergman, Neil Carruth, Rob Sachs, and our intern, Claire Robbins. The editors are Martha Little, Alicia Montgomery, and Slate's Julia Turner this week. Our director is Shireen Meraji. The technical director is Leo Dell'Aguila, with engineers Sean Corey Campbell and Shireen Strausberg. The executive producer is Leith Bishop. The manager of NPR West is Cindy Kennard. Our theme music, this is not it actually. Anyway, our normal theme music is composed by Greg Smith. Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.